Chapter 9. Ichabod went to get his horse. It was midnight. He was upset. He didn't look around. He rode home. A dog barked. It was on the other side of the Hudson River. It was quiet in the woods. He thought about all the ghost stories. Ichabod was lonely. He rode past the great tree. It was a frightening tree. It was taller than all the other trees. The branches were big. They were the size of a tree trunk. They looked like arms. Poor Major Andre, Ichabod thought. He whistled, and someone whistled back. It was the wind in the branches of Major Andre's tree. Ichabod was scared. The branches were moving in the wind. Ichabod rode past. He was safe from the tree. He rode through Wiley's swamp. The swamp was a stream. It made the road soft. There was a bridge over the stream. The swamp was frightening. It had lots of vines. It was very dark. He kicked gunpowder. The horse stopped. He went sideways. Ichabod was more frightened. He hit gunpowder with his whip. The horse ran forward and stopped on the bridge. Ichabod nearly fell off. Ichabod looked at the other side of the river. There was a monster. It was a big, black horse, Ichabod thought. What do I do? It's too late. I can't run away. I can't run faster than a ghost. Who are you? Ichabod shouted. The monster didn't say anything. Who are you? Ichabod shouted again. He kicked gunpowder. The horse didn't move. The monster moved. It was a horseman. He was on a big black horse. He didn't say anything. Gunpowder ran away. He was scared. Ichabod held on very tightly as gunpowder ran. The horseman chased him. The big black horse ran after gunpowder. Ichabod thought, this is just like Brom's story. Gunpowder can run faster than the horseman's horse. He kicked gunpowder. Gunpowder ran fast, but the horseman's horse ran faster. Ichabod slowed gunpowder down. He wanted the horseman to run past him. The horseman slowed down too. Ichabod was very scared. He tried to pray, but he couldn't. His mouth was dry. Ichabod looked at the horseman. He was headless. His missing head hung from the saddle. Ichabod was more scared than ever. He kicked gunpowder and tried to run away. The horseman followed him. They got to Sleepy Hollow. Gunpowder didn't run to the village. He ran down the hill to the church and the wooden bridge. Ichabod's saddle broke. It fell off gunpowder. Ichabod sat on the horse's neck. That was Baltus Van Tassel's saddle. He'll be very angry. I'm going to fall off. The horseman will get me. Ichabod thought.